You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Central time zone, that's hanging time. It is 11:27, 2021, and you're hanging with Dr. Kelly, and this is the Grand Jury Reawakening, and I'm going to be covering with some pretty illustrious, industrious topics, and I just want to remind every man that no man that warreth entangles himself with the affairs of this life. No man that wars entangles himself with the affairs of this life. this life is over as we know it. And so the good news is that he may please him who hath chosen him to be a soldier. And that's out of 2 Timothy 2:4. So 2 Timothy, little bitty book in the back of the good book, chapter 2, verse 4. And I covered that before because I do everything backwards. So I gave my, my farewell address after service. It was, that was part of it, that 2 Timothy. And I wanted to give you a couple of things that hopefully we're all thankful for. And I'm thankful that there are printing presses, study Bibles, training manuals, repair manuals, rebuilding, replacement, and all that good stuff. Because it's important to have those skills and share them. Love your neighbor as yourself. If you've got those skills, thank you for sharing them and teaching others. I just saw a welding shop the other day and I was like, oh, awesome. It's that close, really? That's really awesome. So the good things that come with a study Bible are charts, diagrams, maps, the good strategies, the good plans, the good deeds that you can do. And so the names, you know, you got to know the name of the enemy, and you have to know the name of the one that you serve. And so the names of God out of this study Bible, and I'm going to give you just one name, one meaning, the reference for that, and then the compounds with their three references. And so number one, Elohim, because there happen to be eight names, and three are Old Testament, five are New. The first one, Elohim, meaning the strong one, Genesis 1:1. And then the compounds are El Elyon, E-L-Y-O-N, the Most High, that's Genesis 14:22. And then El Olam, spelled O-L-A-M, that's the Everlasting God, Genesis 21:33, and El Shaddai, super cool song, Almighty God, Genesis 17:1. And so I think it's super appropriate that the warrior have his hymnal and that he be singing those songs when he goes out there to kick butt. Like when David ran out to slay Goliath. And so I'm going to give you the bad news real quick, but then we're going to get to lots of the good news. Other bad news is that the industrious, supercritical, do-it-with-your-hands arts are completely missing and absent and have vanished from the junior high and the high school curriculum. And it's really too bad because I had the coolest vice principal in like middle school or junior high school, like Adams Junior High. And he taught me how to ride my motocross bicycle backwards with my butt on the handlebars. Like this, of course, was after school. And he also taught chemistry in summer school. And that was like the greatest thing because we made stink bombs and stunk out the other classrooms, and we had a blast, you know. Like after we did all the assignments and did all the important stuff, you know, on a hot summer day. And, you know, we did volcanoes and just so much cool stuff and, you know, grew sugar crystals and, yeah. So it's pretty awesome when you have a good teacher, when you have a mentor. You know, doctor means teacher, and it's so important to search them out and get their support and their reinforcement and, you know, get their constructive criticism at the right days and times. And on that note, I have a super special guest host today with me, my favorite, Dan Sutterfield, and we're going to talk about all kinds of cool stuff. He's going to do most of the talking and teach us some really cool things, because what's really sad is that I helped my dad turbocharge a Pinto when I'm 8 years old, 1971 Ford Pinto, and with an Air Research, you know, Garrett Air Research turbocharger, and then I can't take auto shop even in high school. You know, that was like more than half my life ago, and now I can't work on it in school. I should have, like, maybe I should have just put on a beard and a mustache, and all the other bros would have been like, yeah, bro, come on in. It's pretty cool. Thank you, sir. And, you know, we're missing metal shop, wood shop, auto shop. We're missing blacksmithing, where you could make beautiful, you know, kitchen barbecue, super stout kitchen barbecue and fireplace tools, you know, for mom, for grandma, for the family. And you could make your own knives, you know, up to and including probably a pretty stout Bowie knife. And it's really a heartbreaking thing. I mean, thank God when my nephew was still in there, I could take my 68 Volkswagen Beetle Bug in there and show those kids what, you know, what a cool motor is and how to fix this. And it was just, it was a sweet time. And I guess those times are gone, so can't entangle ourselves with the affairs of this life. But we can teach others in private practice. And I'm really looking forward to Dan sharing an awesome story with us today. And I'm going to go ahead and turn it over to you. And thank you for being here, Dan. And tell us the story about when you rocked the rafters and why it's important for kids to learn how to do these things by hand.
Okay, well, that's quite an introduction, Kelly. I don't know if I can live up to all that. Yeah, it's a pleasure to be here talking to the folks, and it's just amazing that I've had this opportunity to be a part of RBN. Well, as she was telling you, it's pretty much true. A lot of the industrial arts programs across the nation have been shut down. So the average student that just wants to be exposed to this stuff, unless they want to make a career out of it and go to a vo-tech school, it's just not available to them anymore, which is sad, I thought. So anyway, that's what I used to do. I did that for 9 years, taught in the public schools in the state of Missouri. And I taught pretty much everything she talked about, including drafting, woodworking, metalworking, all different levels of it, all the way up to cabinet making and furniture construction, things like that. And it was fun, and the kids loved it, I thought. I mean, we never had a lack of students. But things have changed for whatever the reason. And, well, the superintendent told me whenever, after I left, about 6 or 8 years after I left, it started going downhill. And he said, they're just not interested anymore, which I found that a little bit hard to believe, but that's when everybody was playing with their thumbs on the gaming controls, I guess. And he claimed that was part of the reason they just lost interest. But anyway, what she was talking about when I rocked the rafters, the shop that we had was multiple purpose. I mean, anybody that took a woodworking class, they walked right by the welding booths, and we had oxyacetylene welding, and also the stick welders, electric welders. And because we had those oxyacetylene tanks in there, I felt like everybody needed to be aware of some of the situations that could be deadly virtually because of those oxyacetylene tanks if they were misused or an accident occurred. And every class that was out in the shop, other than drafting, of course, it was in the classroom. I give them a demonstration on why it would be important if they walked into the workshop and they detected acetylene gas, and I made sure they all knew what it smelled like, that they had a responsibility to let everybody know that there's acetylene gas in the room, and not to touch any switches, outlets, don't plug anything in, don't unplug anything, don't turn any lights on or off, to immediately evacuate the room. And to emphasize the importance of that, I did a little experiment for every class that may be working out in that area, whether it was woodworking or not, or metalworking, of course. I had one tank of I had numerous tanks of oxygen and acetylene, and I got three balloons. One was red, one was green, and one was yellow, just relatively small balloons like you'd see at a birthday party. And I would blow up the red balloon with pure acetylene, just put it over the nose of the cutting torch and crack it open and blow it up about the size of a softball. And I'd tie it off and lay it on the bench. And then I would open the oxygen valve, and I'd blow up a green balloon. Those colors happened to coordinate with the color on the tank, too, just usually around the neck of the tank, the top of the tank. And I'd blow up a green balloon about the size of a softball. And then I would light the torch. You light the acetylene first, and then you add oxygen until you get a really nice, clean little blue cone on the end of the tip. And that means you had a half acetylene, half oxygen, if it's a nice clean cone. And then I would put that out on the sole of my shoe while it was still flowing. And so I had half acetylene, half oxygen flowing out, but it wasn't ignited. And then I would blow up the yellow balloon with that, but I'd only blow it up the size of a hardball, standard baseball, and I'd tie that off. And then we would talk for a minute, and I had the kids back up. They were all about 10 or 15 feet away from me in kind of a semicircle. And I said, now, if you would come in the shop and, well, first of all, before I did all of that, I opened the acetylene, and I just waved it in the air just a little bit, maybe 5 seconds worth, turned it off. And, of course, it dissipates fairly quick, but it's got an odor in it that they put in it on purpose so you can detect it if it's leaking. And I said, if you walk in the shop and you smell that, then, you know, what I'd said before, you've got a responsibility to let everybody know that there's an acetylene leak and they need to leave and don't touch anything. Okay, so I would go ahead and light the torch again and lay the green balloon on the ground. And it was within 10 or 12 feet of all the kids. And that was, of course, full of oxygen. And I'd say, now, what's going to happen when I touch the flame to that balloon? And about 95% of them go, it's going to blow up. It's going to blow up. Oxygen blows up. And I hadn't explained to them yet the reality of that. So I touched it, and the balloon goes pop. That's all it does. Oxygen does not burn. It aids combustion greatly. If you've got something that'll burn, it'll make it burn faster. It needs oxygen to burn, most things. So they all kind of looked puzzled, and then I explained to them that oxygen really doesn't burn by itself. It just aids combustion. And then I would take the red balloon, which was full of pure acetylene, which is a combustible gas, and I'd lay it on the ground, and I'd say, now, what's going to happen this time? Oh, it's going to blow up. It's going to blow up. Well, in reality, it burns very slowly because there's no oxygen mixed with it. As soon as that flame touches the balloon's gone, and the acetylene is released into the air, and you get kind of a thump sound, and all these little pieces of soot start floating around in the air of unburned acetylene because there wasn't any oxygen mixed with it when the flame hit it. So it wasn't much of a sound at all, maybe as loud as somebody clapping their hands. We got some music coming in, Kelly.
Yes, we do. This is Dr. Kelly with the Grand Jury Reawakening and your special guest host, Dan Sutterfield, I will see you on the other side of this break. Stay tuned.
Have you ever needed to make a phone call but didn't want the person you're calling to know that it was you on the other end? Have you ever needed to make a call and wanted to keep your phone number and location private? Well, now you can with PatriotPhone.com. PatriotPhone.com will enable you to make unlimited calls anonymously. That's right, unlimited anonymous phone calls to anywhere in the U.S. and 36 countries around the world. Our most popular phone plan includes unlimited calls, your own phone number, voicemail, call forwarding, and many other great features. Visit PatriotPhone.com to get your own phone number in any state and take back control of your phone calls. PatriotPhone.com also allows you to record your calls and access all of your phone records online. PatriotPhone.com works with iPhones, Android-based phones, and Windows computers. Protect your privacy and your freedom with unlimited anonymous telephone service from PatriotPhone.com. Today, that's PatriotPhone.com.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
He was on his way home from Candletop. Been 2 weeks gone and he thought he'd stop at Webb's and have him a drink before he went on to her. Andy Wolo said hello. He said, hi, what's doing? Whoa, said, sit down, I got some bad news that's gonna hurt. Said, I'm your best friend and you know that's right, but your young bride ain't home tonight. Since you've been gone, she's been seeing that aimless boy Seth. Now he got mad and he saw red, and he said, boy, don't you lose your head, cause to tell you the truth, I've been with her myself.
Yeah, and even worse, they got Dominion voting machines. So, yeah. Welcome back. This is the Grand Jury Reawakening with your host, Dr. Kelly. And even though Paris is burning, you can build a dome home. You can build a cement structure, and then you don't have to worry about that. The tornadoes, the floods, the fires, it covers all that. And so thank you for those of you who support Republic Broadcasting Network in the various ways that you do. We're going to be having you hold on to your horses for just a few more days, 4 or 5 more days, and then you're going to be able to just pour out your support in a huge way. There's a small way to do it right now, and so grab your envelopes and let's get those addressed. And then during the commercials, you can head right over to the telephone if that's how you support us. You can head over to your secure internet connection, or that sounded like an interesting telephone option on the commercial break there. And I've got my envelopes addressed to for the T-shirts, for these handsome, it's kind of like a sweatshirt gray, super handsome, with the Republic Broadcasting Network logo on it. And that was designed by another good man out there in Missouri, or however you prefer to say it. And these shirts are super handsome. It's a short sleeve, super duty cotton T-shirt, and it says, real news, real talk, real people, because you can handle the truth. And so we're coming to you with good news, and you might as well get a pair of those for the ones you love. That way you can rotate them, and then they'll last for quite some time. I'm going to be addressing my envelope to Dan Sutterfield for these T-shirts. And then we're going to be upgrading to hoodies, hooded sweatshirts, coming this winter. Dan Sutterfield, that's S-U-T-T-E-R-F-I-E-L-D. And the address, it's real easy to remember if you're a fan of John Bunyan. 1678, followed by a zero, 16780. This is the mailing address, best way to do it, because then you can confidentially give to RBN through Dan the Man, capital C, capital R for Country Road or County Road, 8180, so 16780, capital C, capital R, 8180, Newburgh, spelled with a U, N-E-W-B-U-R-G, Newburgh, Missouri. The abbreviation is M-O. The zip code, 65550. And go ahead and get your envelopes addressed. Make sure you get a pair of these, all kind of different sizes, even up to triple extra large for those big boys. And great night shirt, and it's got, like I said, the great logo on the front for RBN, and then a secret message on the back, and also the republicbroadcasting.org, and then the little message about the ongoing fundraiser. And this is more fun than one of those, like when you're in junior high, when they did have industrial arts, and they had the, you know, you could work with the different plastics and little small projects with wood and little metal items. And those were the good old days. I sure do miss those. And as we come back from and to the bottom of the hour break, I will turn it back over to Dan for the most exciting part of the three-part story of the red and the gold and the green. And so we'll see you in just a minute, and go ahead and reach out and support any way that you can on this break.
Came upon some tracks too small for Randy to make. He looked through the screen at the back porch door, and he saw Andy lying on the floor in a puddle of blood, and he started to shake. The Georgia Patrol wasn't making their rounds, so he fired a shot just to flag him down. A big-bellied sheriff cracked his gun and said, why'd you do it?
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
I am woman, hear me roar, in numbers too big to ignore, and I know too much to go back and pretend, 'cause I've heard it all before. And I've been down there on the floor. No one's ever gonna keep me down again. Oh, yes, I'm wise, but it's wisdom for the pain. Yes, I paid the price, but look how much I gained. If I have to, I can do anything. I am strong.
Cool back in those days, you know, they just, they don't ride them like that anymore, do they? And this is the Grand Jury Reawakening with your Thanksgiving weekend show with Dr. Kelly and my super special supporter of RBN and guest host, Dan Sutterfield. And we're winding up to just, we're going to be blitzkrieging on the future three shows that are coming up. And so Dan's telling us a cool story about things that that a professor would do, things that a good teacher would do, things that a good pastor would show you. for your own good and your own safety and for that of your loved ones. And so I'm going to turn it back over to Dan, and thank you so much for the work that you did. And if you would refresh my memory on the year that the years that you did this work and service to your community and the posterity of yours and others, teaching them this important stuff.
Yeah, I started teaching in public schools in Missouri in 74. I got out of the military December of 73. And with a little bit of a non-work period because I couldn't get a job. They wouldn't let me out early enough to get a teaching job. So they could have, but they decided not to. Anyway, yeah, I did it for 7 years. And then later, after I started construction work, I had a couple of slow years, and I lost some contracts building the concrete domes. And through no fault of my own that I could understand, just bad luck, I guess. Anyway, I picked up two teaching jobs in various towns where they had their teacher got sick or whatever, and they needed somebody to finish up the year. So I had a total of 9 years in the state of Missouri teaching industrial arts. Okay, well, I know you're all on the edge of your seat wanting to find out what happened to that yellow balloon. So I had done the green one full of oxygen and the red one full of acetylene, pure oxygen. And basically the balloon pops with the acetylene, just a bunch of little pieces, little bitty pieces of black soot floating around in the air. And the pop was about like you'd pop a paper bag. It wasn't much. And a little bit of a flash, kind of a dull orange, not much bigger than the balloon of the acetylene when it finally got some oxygen and burned. So that was all that amounted to. And then I got the yellow balloon. And it was only the size of a baseball now, don't forget that. Laid it on the ground, and needless to say, all the students had their safety glasses on, which wasn't even a requirement in the state of Missouri at the time. But I knew the eyeballs are hard to regrow unless you're an octopus or something. So they all had their safety glasses on that we provided for them. And I told them, I said, now look straight at it, don't turn your head. You can close your eyes, but look straight at it so your glasses will protect you. And that was giving them an idea that something different was going to happen. And I did ask them to go ahead and you open your mouth slightly and put your fingers in your ears. That minimizes the damage to your ears, which it probably wouldn't have damaged them, but I wanted them to be inspired, I guess you might say. So I lit the torch. And when I touched it to that balloon, it was like a 12-gauge shotgun went off inside the building. And you could feel the concussion on your face, not enough to make you pass out or anything, but it was major pressure on your face. And all the little super fine micro dust that had settled on the open beams up in the ceiling, it started sifting down. It was quite dramatic. And they all kind of looked at one another, and I said, now, that was a very small amount of gas in reality to what's in the tank. The tank was about 4 foot tall at least and maybe 10 inches in diameter. And if all of that acetylene would be released, like somebody forgot to turn the tank off and then a piece of metal or something overnight would have fallen and cut the hose, which maybe they didn't roll the hose up, which I usually checked always, but, you know, you never know, accidents happen. If that acetylene could have leaked out overnight, it's heavier than air, it would have fell down to the floor and spread out over this whole shop area, which was well over 1,000, oh, probably 2,000 square feet at least. And then some oxygen would have mixed with it. If somebody would walk in that building the next morning and plug something in that would create a spark, and that would be where the oxyacetylene was, and it would ignite that, it would probably bring the building down, and which, you know, it would blow the ceiling up, the roof would blow up, and then the debris would fall down, which would hurt and or kill people. The concussion itself would probably kill most of the people. It would blow all the windows out. It might not blow all the walls down, but it would be a terrible incident. So that got their attention, and I showed that to every class because they had to share that area with other classes. And you never know, some kid or, you know, just pure accident could allow that to happen or that condition to occur, that it may happen. So it's just something to get them to thinking, you know, it's real life. It could happen. And a shotgun's loud enough outside. You can imagine what one would sound like, a 12-gauge going off inside a building. All that noise reverberating off the walls and floor and everything. So it got their attention. And they'd never seen something like that. Most people have never seen it. Even some of the guys that work in shops have never seen that happen. So it was worthwhile, I thought, to expose them to what could happen. I mean, the shop's a great place to work, but you can hurt yourself an infinite number of ways in there through neglect or ignorance. And that was just part of the teaching experience or the learning experience, I thought.
Yeah, and everybody should be able to come home after a good day at school or a good day at the shop. And, you know, you never know when the valve may be defective or damaged or,
you know, it could happen.
Got harmed or injured in transport and, you know, a vulture fell out of the sky or, you know. Thank you so much, Dan, for doing that and getting in there in 1974, because, see, the good news is that Dan got in before the United States Department of Education was created out of thin air in 1979 with Jimmy Carter, you know, and... boy, what a awful transformation that now you can't, you know, make all of these utilitarian tools and vessels, and, you know, you can't forge your own things and make your own horseshoes or, you know, whatever.
Or a cedar chest or whatever.
Yeah, whatever tickles your fancy, you know. Now you have to pay extra, and then they call it a lab fee. And then you have to go to night classes. And oftentimes when you don't have your own transportation, you know, then you have to spend your own gas. And insurance is horribly expensive for youngsters because of a few rotten apples. And, you know, I'm just grateful that we had this time, you know, to discuss this and get this into the minds of our RBN listeners, because a lot of them have these wonderful skills. And, you know, whether you're a seamstress or you're it's so important to have your cool skills and to really focus on them and hone them and learn it, to teach it, so that, you know, you can just make your neighborhood a better place. You can make your country a better place. And, you know, you can bless others with your skills. And I really appreciate it. You know, my grampy invented the nickel-plated fish hook. And
really?
My dad didn't just turbocharge Pintos. That was just for fun on evenings and weekends, you know, with the kids. But he did, you know, he worked on all kinds of super, super secret, projects. And so it's good news that, you know, that you came across these things. Because nowadays, like these men's magazines, like it's called Outside, this one magazine I just happened to pick up at the automobile shop. I was waiting there while they fixed some stuff on the boss's car. And it's so pathetic nowadays. Like, I thought I had a hard time getting good sponsors to snowboard because, you know, I'm just like freaking Wonder Woman or whatever. Anyway, this Jeremy Jones guy who's like big mountain, you know, heliboarding, goes up in a helicopter, gets dropped on some crazy peak in Alaska, you know, snowboards all over the world. And he's doing an advertisement or pistachios.
California nuts.
Not just California. I'm sure they grow those things like, you know, other places too. But it's like, and the important, the critical thing is that we're missing the chestnut tree that got wiped out because of a foreign entanglement and the donation of a tree. And, we got to stick to super focused, educate our kinfolk and our posterity, just beyond, you know, they understand and comprehend so much more than we're able to fulfill. So just keep pouring into them, just pour into them. And, you know, like I've said before, we're going to be covering some super exciting things over, you know, we're going to be covering the dangerous stuff next week and the following couple of 3 weeks. And so it'll be exciting. Make sure you get your envelopes addressed and get a pair of these shirts. Now, the minimum, the minimum required a fair trade would be probably like $60 for two shirts. Maybe it can go priority mail. And you just send the priority mail mailing address with your donation any way you want to do it. Dan is just a super supporter of RBN and has just been, you know, I'm going to be part of this next one, and we're going to have all kinds of good, alternatives for people that, you know, even if you're not ready to go great guns, we'll be able to support you. You know, there's a bunch of classes where you don't need to purchase a bunch of ammo at the bunker when you're there. You know, you can do empty hands defense. You can learn how to take down the crook and stop the threat with your bare hands. Once you're 13, once you're 11, you can get into the what's called the Children and Youth Safety and Achievement Camp. It's so exciting. And those kids get to do rope rappel, little climb, little bit of everything, and get an intro. And it's better than, it's like a university. It's like a campus. It's like a training institute. And then once you're 13, you do that empty hand stuff. And then when you're 16, you can start doing the edged weapons. I sound like a Japanese sushi chef. Yes, I do. And it's so cool because the structure is so that you can all get together as a family for lunch. And I think I was making grilled cheese and some Angus beef hot dogs and on a little burner on the tailgate out there and had a great time. And I'm just really looking forward to getting down there again because the whole world is crazy. The carjackings, these smashy grabbies, you know, these people being kidnapped and carjacked, and it's ridiculous. There's no reason for it. There's no sense in being taken advantage of or being harmed or letting other people be harmed or, you know, their property. It's the world's a different place than it was in the 1950s were great, 60s, 70s, and it just totally took a U-turn and, you know,
nosedive.
Nosedive, U-turn, and so the good thing is, you know, you got to get on the ball. You got to kick it into gear, Missy, as my friend used to say, and support RBN and be a part of this and get a pair of those T-shirts so that you can think about, you know, the great work and the great things that John Stattmiller did to get this and keep this going. And at all costs, you know, and there's been a great falling away in lots of ways, you know. It's it's heartbreaking. We've lost a lot of people that have gone on to the next life, and it's great to be here and to already have done, I think, 150 shows talking about the things that go on with the grand jury. And I'm going to be reaching out to some of the listeners that are really well-versed and have access to documents, and then I'll share them with you. You know, I've gone through a lot, and it's been worth it. I got cussed out, hung up on. I'm thankful for all that because I got the job done. And thank you so much again, Dan, for everything that you do. I'm really looking forward to busting out all the super good news, and just thank you for coming across RBN, you know, and we'll see you folks on the other side of this break. Go ahead and make your gift during this break, and we'll see you on the other side.
Standing 6'4", weighing 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science, analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. F*** you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central, and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Yeah, the Blitzkrieg is going to be coming back at you live for the next 3 weeks. Make sure you're here at the Grand Jury Reawakening. And Dan Sutterfield is going to give you a telephone number. And when you send your envelopes to Dan. Make sure you put the instructions in there, you know, if you need it to go ground or if you need it to go, you know, and then you cover the cost if you need it to go overnight, because it makes such a handsome gift. And get a pair, you know, one, you're celebrating this thing. You're getting one for you and you're getting one for John. Get a pair. It's time to get a pair. And thank you again, Dan, if you want to go ahead and give out your telephone number and your voicemail a couple of times if people have any questions. And jump on this now and go big. Get them for your favorite hosts. Get them for your, make sure that, you know, that we get the engineers and the producers sponsored here at RBN, and that we all get trained up so that we're not going to be some little sissy victim. Go ahead, Dan.
Yeah, we're talking about the upcoming fundraiser that will start the 1st of December, right, Kelly?
That's correct.
Yep. So it won't start until then, but if you've got any questions, feel free to call me anytime, night or day. There's people all across the world that are listening, I hope. And I'll talk to him anytime, night or day. And my cell phone number is 573-465-2356. That's 573-465-2356. Be glad to talk to you. I should be able to answer most of your questions. And if I can't, Frontside can. They've gone through some changes, all to the good, it looks like to me, just recently. And what we'll be offering is an improvement over what we offered last time. And the miracle is it's the same price it's been since 2018 when we started this. That was our first fundraiser, Kelly. It was in 2018.
Right, so, on, yeah. And I've been wanting to get involved with this right around that same time, you know, because it's just super critical, it's super important, and it is super fun. It's more fun than any university or any sort of service training you've ever had, and you're just going to love the good news that's coming up, because you can do your own little team event, you know. You can, you don't have to be in there with the whole class of like 40 people, some of whom you don't know. You can just be in there with your own, you know, hand-picked people that aren't going to be bringing their devices, that are going to bring a real, you know, camera, a real video camera, a real photography camera. And you're going to have the best time ever. Don't miss out on this. It is a legacy. It is a heritage. You get... just, you need a pair of these memberships and you can train your whole team, you know, you can two at a time. And thank you so much again for those of you that have done this and those of you that are going to do this. I'm thankful.
Yeah, spread the word to your friends that this is coming up the 1st of December.
Yep. And we will cut loose with all the great details are coming up on future shows of the Grand Jury Reawakening here at High Noon Central Time on Saturdays.
Thank you, Kelly. Thank you so much. And all you guys out there listening, if you got any questions,
Dan,
give me a call.
Right on. Yeah, do reach out to them, people, other hosts and other callers. Go for it.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.